How would you describe or grade the current working relationship between the town board and the village board? And how will that relationship change when you are a supervisor?
I would say right now we probably, if you're going on a A to F, I'd say we're probably about a C right now. You know, we seem to be bucking heads too much, in my opinion. How I would change that? I mean, once you get, you know, some of the stuff could be during, you know, political season, you know, and we're just at each other's picking each other right now. But I will definitely reach out to Clyde and the members of the village board and ask them, you know, what we can do to work together. I'd like to sit down, have a joint meeting with them and see if there's anything we can do. I mean, there's a lot of shared services, I've said this before, that go on between the departments and the village. I mean, you know, if they need help moving sand or they need help with blacktop or something like that, the town is there to help them as well as the other towns near are there to help them. You know, we've had our trucks helping Tupper Lake haul blacktop. They helped the village when they did all this big paving job in town. You know, that kind of stuff goes on all the time. And the being in the same building, I think there's more familiarity with each other, you know, and I think it should be better. And the boards, I think, we're going to have to work together. We're just going to have to put our personalities aside and just sit down and work out what we can do for the better of the taxpayers.
I don't think the relationship is anywhere near that good, actually, and I'm certainly not pointing any fingers, but I don't, and it needs to happen. If we go back a little bit and talk about bringing the biotech firms to Saranac Lake, the town wasn't in on that. They were in on the back end of relocating the village offices. I want to work right from the start with the town and the village together. And I know I can do it. I can work with any one of these guys. I've known them all my life, almost every single one of these guys. Ron Keogh was right there when I first became an altar boy. He hasn't changed a whole lot either. But I had Barry DeFuria. I remember him in high school. He was a little older than I was. Nicole's the only one I've never really worked with. I have faith that we can work together and bring good things to Saranac Lake and to the town of Harrietstown. There's also a set of keys waiting in case anybody from the town ever wants to use the sand and salt shed that we built. And that was a big idea. That was a good idea, and it's something that should happen between the two municipalities. They're the two offices. Sooner or later, we're going to have to really sit down and talk more about shared services. It's getting harder and harder for either one of us to maintain the services that we supply to the people that are day-to-day operational things. Yes, the town does supply dump trucks and drivers when we need them, and it goes both ways. And this is just going to have to escalate, I think, more and more. We have to work together.
You know, sometimes shared services don't work out, and the sand salt shed, that was a failure. You know, I mean, with the, you know, they don't all work out, and that one didn't work out so far. I mean, we may still have to revisit that in the future. I agree with Tom. I can work with anybody on the village board. I mean, I think that, you know, everyone wants to make the area better, wants to make the area less costly for the taxpayers. And I think if everybody goes in with that opinion, we should be able to work things out.
No.